Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Excellent. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Where are you this morning?
I am in Lansing. I'm on my way to an executive group, somebody's CEO group. I think Chris Holman's group over at the Henry Center. I don't know if it's a secret or not.
Let's talk about the debate. It's coming up. Are you ready for it?
Of course. I'm ready. I was ready yesterday and the day before, and I'm ready for, you know, 9 more debates. I mean, as you know, I originally proposed 8 debates, and Rick Snyder kind of laughed, and even some journalists, so-called, laughed and said, oh, 8 is way too much. You know, it's a damn big state. I've been all over the state. I was in the UP recently. You could have 8 debates just in the UP. We ought to be having, I mean, that's ridiculous. What more important thing do you have than to spread your view and your record and talk about it and compare it to your opponent in a campaign? That's what you ought to be doing. We should have a debate in the UP, a debate in Grand Rapids, a debate in Traverse City, one in Lansing, one in Flint, a couple in Detroit. You could easily have 8 debates with regional journalists hosting it. You could have a few more on the radio. It's nonsense. The guy is running and hiding. He doesn't want to talk about it. He's got no specific plan for Michigan. I'll have a debate on your program. I mean, this is a bunch of nonsense. I run on my record, Tony. He runs away from his record. I don't really blame him.
Mayor, is he afraid to debate you because of the fear that he'll get crushed in a verbal joust, or just because he lacks the substance in his programs, in his 10-point plan?
You said it. Bingo. There's no there there. There's nothing there. I challenged him a few days ago. I pointed out that his plan is weak. It's anemic. It's very thin gruel. I called it thin gruel. So his answer, he brought in Chris Christie, and he said, I guess I do have a plan. It's very specific. And Chris Christie said, yeah, you know, he said, they said the same things about me. Okay, where's the plan? Where's the beef? My point was, you don't have any specifics in your plan. You haven't really done anything in terms of government. You haven't proven that you can lead a government. Let's talk about your plan. And they offered still no specifics. So I submit to you and your listeners, compare my plan to his. Well, what passes for a plan? What he's got is platitudes and bromides about whatever. I mean, things like, we need more transparency. Okay. Agreed. How? We got to change the culture of the Capitol. Yeah, absolutely. How? So that we still don't know what this guy would do. That's what a debate would be for, so that people could ask specific questions and get in. He likes these town hall meetings where it's a love fest, where all these people signed up. It's invite only. You know, I went to one of them. And, you know, they're all people that already love Rick. I love going to a rally where people love me. That's wonderful. That's not reality. If you get elected governor, you got to face people that don't necessarily agree with you. You got to be able to convince them of your way of thinking. We don't know what he thinks.
Well, his take on debates is that they're just a bunch of unprofessional yelling and screaming and accusations being thrown about type of meetings, and that they're non-productive.
I know. For a sensitive guy like Rick, it's hard. It's hard for him to face conflict. You know what? It's a rough and tumble world out there, Tony. I know you know, because you host these programs, and you don't mind getting people with conflicting points of view. If he should get elected governor, he's going to find out there's a lot of different conflicting views out there. There's a lot of clash. There is a rough and tumble legislature. There's a judiciary. There's people out there. You got to be ready to defend your position. And Michigan needs a fighter right now. We're in a global economy, and guess what? We're getting the tar beat out of us. So we need a fighter right now, somebody who can fight for us in Washington, somebody who can fight for us in the global economy. And I've been doing that for the city of Lansing, and I've been getting results.
You know what? I'm ready. What he says, Mayor, is that you will be very pro-union, but you'll forget about the business owners, the job creators, the people who pay the majority of the taxes. Is that fair?
That's horse crap. Fair? Hell no. It's got nothing to do with my record. I was endorsed by the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce and the State Chamber of Commerce when I ran for election last year. Why would that be, Tony? Maybe Rick doesn't know that, although I've told him. The reality is, I'm a pro-business mayor. I'm a pro-business Democrat. I work with everybody, and I've gotten results. I think you get ahead by bringing business and labor together. I'm pro-business because I'm pro-labor. You can't be pro-labor without being pro-business. Business is the one that creates jobs. I've created 6,000 jobs. I've laid the groundwork. I've laid out the red carpet instead of the red tape. I know that's the image he'd like to put forward, and that's how he wants to campaign. That's how he'd like to do it, is by 30-second sound bites, 30-second infomercials, and sound bites and misrepresenting my record. And he's got the Republican Governors Association helping him out. And by the way, Tony, I've been meaning to tell somebody this. Why do you think the RGA comes into a state and spends millions of dollars against somebody? Do you think they do that for somebody who's a strong candidate where they're going to win for sure? Or do you think they do that in a state where a guy needs to be propped up?
Well, let's get back to two items. The first one, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is supporting Bernero. You're a chamber guy. What happened?
The Michigan Chamber is supporting Snyder. They tend to always support Republicans. I've got good friends over there. You know, that's the way it works. I could list just a bunch of other groups that are supporting Snyder, business groups who feel they have to do it because he's a businessman. I challenge your listener, but it's not about just this association or that association. It's not about the pundits, the pollsters, or the prognosticators. It's about the people. I was counted out in the primary election, and I know some pundits, probably not you, are writing me off this time. But in the end, the people will decide. And I trust the people will take a very good look at Rick Snyder's plan, and such as it is, and that they'll look at the person and they'll look at the record. And I think on the poll on November 2nd, we're going to come out on top.
We're talking with Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virg Bonero on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. You mentioned that the Michigan Chamber and the Republican Governors Association have given Snyder money. Well, the Democratic State Central Committee has spent more than $2.4 million in ads on behalf of your campaign. So it looks like both groups are getting money from outside groups.
Well, not exactly. The Democratic Committee is right here in Michigan. The Republican Governors Association is out of Washington. And my point, and besides that, Tony, it's in no way equitable. He spent millions of his own money, about $8 million of his own money he's poured into it. And now the point is, I've spent nowhere near that. And the point is, on top of that, the RGA is pouring in millions more. And I'm just raising the point, if Michigan is sewn up, if it's such a done deal, why is the RGA coming in here attacking me left and right, spending millions of dollars? And what I'm proposing is, it ain't over. It ain't a done deal. They're still trying to pound Virg Bonero and make up crap about me because they know this is not the deal is not sealed. Because the more people learn about Rick Snyder and his record, the less they want to vote for him. Because I've been here creating jobs in Michigan, in Lansing, for Michiganders, for Americans, and he's been shipping jobs overseas. That's the reality. The economic development that he has practiced most is the economic development of his pocketbook. He's taken care of Rick. We just had another thing come out on AnnArbor.com, that a business that he supposedly created where he pocketed a bunch of money. He sold out, and now it's being shipped to another state. It's being closed down, 50 people unemployed. He got out just in time, though. He got out in time to pocket some money. That's his deal, economic development for Rick Snyder. We've seen enough of the Wall Street way. That's the Wall Street way. That's the greed of Wall Street. Get out while the getting is good, cash in, cash out, and leave the workers to fend for themselves. That's exactly what happened at Gateway. I don't believe Michigan needs a CEO, a chief executive outsourcer. We need a leader.
Let's talk about the Michigan single business tax. Rick Snyder wants to do away with that. Governor Jennifer Granholm on this program said, okay, that's fine. Where's the money going to come from? What's your plan for the Michigan single business tax?
Well, it's now the MBT, the Michigan Business Tax, and of course, it's that MBT surcharge is an absolute job killer, and that's what Callie, who's Snyder's running mate, helped create it, actually. And now he agrees it's got to be done away with. So it's just interesting he would pick Callie for a running mate when he helped create the mess. But, we've got to do away with the MBT surcharge. We're going to do that, and we're going to rewrite the Michigan business tax, working with the business community so that it's fair, equitable, and predictable. What business needs is a predictable and fair tax system. But I would remind you, Tony, that according to the Kaufman Business Report, the number one problem facing business right now, number one is lack of access to capital, that they can't get loans from Wall Street banks. Number seven on that list was taxes. So, yes, the tax climate is important. The business climate is important. But right now, the most important thing is getting access to capital, which business can't get. And I have a plan for that. Rick is silent. He's silent. He has nothing to say about it. I have a plan, the Main Street Bank, to deal with that. And when the federal government, when President Obama was pushing a $30 billion loan loan package for business. I tried to get Snyder to sign on to a letter because he claims he's a bipartisan kind of guy, you know. So I wanted to hold him to his word, and I asked him to sign a letter with me to Congress to get that $30 billion loan package so we could get small business growing and get jobs in Michigan. And he said, oh, no. He said, I'll have nothing to do with that. And besides that, that's in Congress, and I'm running for governor, and never the twain shall meet. So this is a guy that doesn't even understand that as governor, you kind of got to pay attention to what happens in Washington.
So what, you know, what you're saying about this tax is you don't have a plan now, but what you plan to do if you're elected is to get together with business officials and create a plan.
What I'm saying, in a sense, right, very discerning of you, Tony, very discerning. What I'm saying, though, is what I won't do is raise taxes on small business, which his plan does. His 6% increase, his 6% so-called flat rate tax rate is an increase on many small businesses. Not on businesses like his, though. Let me make the clear contention right here on your show that his plan would exempt his business, Arvesta, from paying any business tax. So it's interesting that once again he's serving his own purposes. But no, my plan would not raise taxes on small business. It will be fair. It will be equitable. It will preserve tax credits for R&D. His eliminates that. I think it's important to encourage R&D, and ours will have specific encouragement for export-oriented manufacturing because I think that's absolutely crucial. I think we got to make things, and we got to make things for export to the world. We make great products. We have some of the most productive workers in the world. So you got to pay very attention. Yes, it's a complicated thing, but I promise you it won't be complicated. It will be fair, equitable, and predictable. But we're also going to deal with the number one issue, which is access to capital. We are frozen up. We are seized up here in Michigan. We're being robbed of our recovery because Wall Street banks will not loan to businesses in Michigan.
Well, State Representative Rick Jones thinks that a state-owned bank using taxpayer funds is not a good idea. Why do you think it will work?
I'm not shocked by that. Rick Jones, I'm sure, doesn't understand it a bit, but I'd suggest he look into what happens, how it's done in North Dakota. It's the only state in the union that has it. They've had it for 100 years. It has been offered a great deal of stability to their economy. They make small interest loans, and more importantly, Tony, they backstop the small banks, the community banks and community credit unions. What's happening in Michigan, and I'm sure you know Rick hasn't spent much time looking at it, but I have. I've been all over the state talking to small business people and the bankers. And right now, Wall Street banks won't lend in Michigan, and the community banks and community credit unions that really make up the fabric of our towns and cities across, they're being stymied by the FDIC. They would like to loan, but they can't. And so what the state bank does is leverage our dollars. See, we have hundreds of millions of dollars tied up in Wall Street banks, the state, cities, counties, all across Michigan. We tend to invest in Wall Street banks, including the city of Lansing, and we have some of that. So I'm saying let's redirect that money and put some of it to work for the citizens of Lansing, for the citizens of Michigan. We have $1 billion, the state of Michigan does, at J.P. Morgan Chase. And that money that we invest in Wall Street banks is making a one-way trip because the banks then loan in other states and even other countries. And I'm saying let's take a portion of that money and capitalize the Main Street Bank like they've done in North Dakota. And that bank in North Dakota has contributed $300 million directly to the state budget in profits. That's in addition to all the economic activity that they've stimulated through low-interest loans to businesses, farmers, homeowners, and students. But again, I envision this bank in Michigan, I'm planning it mostly to backstop the community banks and community credit unions to allow them to make the loans again, to free them up so that we would be a backstop for those banks.
We've got two more questions for the mayor. One deals with the state's budget. As you know, the last several years, there's been such an issue to get this budget done. What do you think about the idea that they do in Oakland County, having a budget for every 3 years or maybe going to every 2 years?
Yeah, 3 years is probably unrealistic. 2 years is a possibility. But, you know, whether it's 2 years or whether it's 1 year, really we're talking about the political will to get the job done, and we're talking about having the right incentives for legislators to do it right. We need to reform the system, perhaps linking pay to performance so that if the budget isn't done on time, that their pay is docked. We in Lansing, you know, my budgets are done on time. I balanced every budget on time, balanced with maintaining the city's AA plus credit rating. We've reduced 20% of the city bureaucracy. You know, we still are answering 911 calls and filling potholes. We're still getting the job done. My record is actually doing it. So, you know, my track record is there, Tony. I'll put my record and my plan up against my opponents any day of the week. I've actually been in the trenches in tough times, governing in tough times, getting the job done. So it's easy to talk about balancing budgets and bipartisan cooperation and changing cultures, and it's different actually doing it. But I've been on the front lines getting the job done, and I think I'm ready to do that for the state of Michigan.
Why does it cost $25,000 to house a prisoner per year in Indiana, yet in Michigan it's $35,000 per year?
That's a good question. That leads to the issue of benchmarking. And one of the things we're going to do, we've put in Lansing, I've established a program called Lansing Stat. It's a procedure. And it's based on New York, the police department. When Rudy Giuliani cleaned up the police department and the city of New York governing, and then Baltimore did it. And we're measuring outcomes for all of the things we spend money on. And that's what we're going to do in Michigan. I'll be calling it MyStat, M-I-Stat, to begin to catalog, to measure outcomes for everything state government does and find out. And one of the things we do along with the Lansing Stat, first we start looking at ourselves inwardly, and then when we have all those numbers and we've got and we know what we're measuring, then we begin benchmarking with other cities. And in the state of Michigan, we'll be benchmarking with other states, and then we'll be able to answer that question.
And then I want to throw one more question, and we'll definitely let you go. You vow to restore the Michigan promise. How are you going to pay for that?
Well, that is a question of priorities, Tony. As I said, I balanced five straight budgets. People thought it was impossible. I've cut $42 million in deficit, and I said that public safety would be my top priority as mayor, which it is. And, in fact, even in tough times, I haven't lost one firefighter or one police officer. In fact, I have more police on the streets today than when I first took office. It's a matter of balancing a budget, even in tough times, and setting priorities. The Michigan Promise was a priority. The legislators, the governor, made it a priority, and then it wasn't a priority. They're funding other things. They've raided the school aid fund. We're going to spend money properly. When it's set aside for something, we're going to use it for that purpose, and we will honor the commitment of the Michigan Promise.
Mayor, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate
you. Thanks, Tony. Always a pleasure.